Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
If you'll turn with me, we're going to be in Jeremiah, verse 29 and 13. Say amen when you're there. I heard a few. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And today, I'm going to preach for a few moments on you need to want it. If you'll pray with me over this message. Thank you, God, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity to be here, God. Oh, thank you for your word that you have planted, God. Oh, you tell our hearts this morning, God, that we may be ready for the word, Jesus. May let it grow in us, God, that we may come closer to you, Jesus. Hand clap as you're seated tonight, and a thanks. Thank you, Jesus. There's a difference between liking something and wanting something. And I was thinking of different things that you could look at, and actually just happened one night, and I remembered, because you can look at cars, you can look at houses, you can look at food, and food stuck out to me, because we all get hungry, and none of us like to cook. We would all rather go out, because cooking means cleaning. And how many times are you hungry, and there's a restaurant right down the road, it can be one of your favorite restaurants, you can eat it all the time, everything always comes out perfect, this restaurant is the one that you can count on, but you're just not hungry for that food. So you just drive right past it, because it's not what you wanted. It had everything you needed, but you didn't want it. So you just keep going. Because liking something and wanting something are different. And I'm going to jump right in today and say that you can like God, you can respect God, you can agree with God, and still not want God. Because wanting is an inconvenience to you. Wanting will stretch you. It will expose what matters most to you. Wanting isn't easy. Liking is easy. Liking requires little to no effort at all. But wanting is going to require you to move. It's going to require some change. Look back at the opening scripture. He didn't say you'll find him casually. He didn't say you'll find him when you just stumble upon him. He said, but when you search with everything that is within you. Wanting shows up differently. It shows up when it's inconvenient, when no one is watching, when there's nothing to gain, when all hope is lost, when you're in the dark, when you don't know what's coming next, when you're on the mountaintop and when you're in the valley. Wanting isn't a seasonal option. And I have a message for someone today that if you're going to walk with God, you better want it. You better not just like it. You better want it. You better want it, not halfway, not emotionally, not just when it feels good, not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesdays or Tuesdays, not just when your friend's there, your family's there. You better want it always. You better want it when it's quiet, when it's dry, and when nobody else is around. You have to want it consistently, because God is not building people that just visit his presence. He's building people that dwell in it, that live in it. Thank you, Jesus. Look in Matthew 5 and 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Didn't say blessed are the interested, blessed are the curious, or the occasional, or the gifted, or those that are talented. It said those which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. It says hunger because hunger changes behavior. It says hunger because it doesn't just change how you feel, it makes you move. We were not intended to live off of moments. But yet we get addicted to moments. Moments feel good, but moments come and go. One good service, one powerful altar call, one conference, one camp, one emotional breakthrough, one Sunday, one Tuesday night prayer, one Wednesday, and then the next day it's gone. Because we are trying to live off of a moment. But Psalm 63:1 said, God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. It says thirsteth because it wasn't occasionally. A thirst is a requirement. It's survival. It's necessity. It is not something you just want. It's something you need. David knew this when he said it. He said this wasn't for an occasion or for a moment. This was for you to live by. You weren't created to visit God just once a week. You were called to walk with him daily. You were called to have a relationship with him. And I'm sorry to say, but if your relationship is built off of moments, it will not survive. And this is the part you may not want to hear, so sorry, not really sorry. But I came to tell someone today that if you do not want it, God will find someone who does want it. And it's hard to hear. It's really hard to hear that you may not have that want or that desire, but there's someone out there that desires him. There's someone out there that wants him. And sometimes it's hard, but to sit there and think that we'll just sit unmoved, we won't change, we won't get up, we won't preach with the preacher, we won't sing. Oh, come on. We act like we're unconnected and we don't want to be here. And he's sitting there saying, you may not want it, but there's someone that does. There's someone with a hunger and a thirst. There's someone that came to seek change. There's someone that wants me. They didn't just come because they like the church. They came because they need the church. And he's saying, if you're not willing to be anointed and receive, someone is. Someone is willing because hunger is what separates. Look at all the people that were crowded around Jesus constantly all throughout the Bible. But not everyone received the same thing. See, some watched and some listened and some followed at a distance. And they got to see what happened, but a few were different because a few had a want for more. The woman with the issue of blood didn't wait, but she pressed. Oh, come on, blind Bartimaeus didn't just stay quiet, but he cried out louder. Zacchaeus didn't stay comfortable, but he climbed higher to see Jesus. They wanted more, not passively, but desperately. Because they had a thirst. They had a hunger. And the fastest way we lose this is we grow comfortable with where we are. And we'll start to convince ourselves that we're fine right there. We don't need change. You've done enough. You don't need to press further. Right there is just fine. But when you stop pressing and when you stop seeking like you used to and you stop prioritizing and you stop praying like you once did and you stop worshiping as much, you don't fall all at once, but you'll slowly disconnect and your hunger will die and so will your want. You'll still show up, but you're disengaged. You'll listen, but you stop receiving. And it's all because hunger left and comfort took its place. And I go back to the examples. I was thinking about this. There's someone that shops with us, and I was talking with them at my work, and you can be driving by a dealership, and you can see a car. I mean, this car has been all over your phone. You remember it from when you were little. Your whole family loves it. It's your favorite. You love this car. And the car you have, you're just tired of it. It's enough. You've had it long enough. It's fine. And so you pull in, and you want to get a closer look. You want to actually get a feel of the car, maybe take it on a test drive, maybe get to really experience it. But then at the end of the day, it just seemed too easy to just keep the car you had and not swap to the new car. It seemed too easy to just keep what you knew that you had the grip of behind the wheel, what you had control over, instead of looking through what you could have had. And you went through all the motions at the dealership and you left with no keys. You can go through the motions and still miss God. You can know the words, you can sing the songs, you can recite the scriptures, you can even be in the room and still not encounter him because he's looking for desire. Isaiah 29:13 says, wherefore the Lord said, For as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Close in proximity, but far in desire. When you truly desire him, you don't need the perfect conditions. You don't need the right songs, all the right people around. It doesn't matter what setting you're in. You just need him. You need to want him. That's all you need. You can fake a lot of things. You can fake your energy, your language, your consistency, and your emotion. And you might be really good at it, but you cannot fake hunger. You cannot fake hunger. Hunger shows up in the private. Hunger shows up when no one else is watching and when no one's expecting anything from you. Hunger is revealed when it's just you and God. And having that hunger and want for God will change everything in your life. Because when you truly want God, prayer stops feeling like a task and worship stops feeling like a routine and obedience stops feeling like pressure. Desire will take you further than discipline alone ever could. And we're in a time where we'll say, God, I'll go do that if you open that door. I would really like to be there, but I'll want it if you show me the right way. And we'll begin praying, just open the door, open the door. But the door is already open. The problem wasn't open doors, it was discernment. We won't close the wrong doors so that we can grow towards him. And when you don't know how to shut those doors, you're going to walk through the wrong doors. And when you walk through those wrong doors, you're walking to things that look good and feel right, but they're completely wrong for you. But what happens when hunger gets in your heart and gets in your mind, hunger will cause you to say, I don't care about the opportunity. If it pulls me away from God, I don't want it. Oh, come on. Some of us need to close some doors. Some of us need to start saying, we don't watch that in our house. We don't listen to those things. Oh, come on. We don't talk that way, dress that way, act that way. This is not what we want. Hunger and want are more than anything. Come on. Don't look for a title or a promotion or a better gig or recognition. Look to get somewhere where you can cry out and hunger after God and begin to say, God, I want what you have for me. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it requires. I want what you have for me. You need to want it so badly that you'll begin saying, I'll dance when I feel like I'm in the middle of prison, like Paul and Silas did. It doesn't matter where I am. That won't contain it. I'll run to the altar like the woman reaching for the hem of his garment. Because if I could just get a grasp, if I could just get a hold of it, I'll go longer. Come on, I'll tear the roof off of a building if that means I can get closer to him and see him and feel his presence. I'm not going to stay at my seat. I'm going to go. I want to see the miraculous, but you can't get that with a just enough prayer attitude. I want to see God bring revival, but you can't see that with a mediocre want mentality. But if someone said, no, Jesus, give me more. Give me more. Give me more oil. I can handle more oil. Give it to me. Someone needs to say, Lord, give me more oil. Because oil in scripture was not just something you talked about. It represented anointing, consecration, the presence of God resting on your life. The oil represents what keeps the fire burning when no one else is around. Oh, come on. We know how to look church and sound church. We know how to lift our hands at the right part of the songs like it's routine. We know how to post scriptures real easy. We know how to talk about revival. But the question wasn't, do you have a lamp? Do you have any oil for your lamp? What does your lamp run off of? It runs off of oil. Look in Matthew 25, verse 1 through 9. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forward to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took in their vessels with their lamps, took oil in their vessels. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, in the darkest hour, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Right here. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, no, I'm not giving you oil. I don't have enough oil for you and for me. I don't have enough oil for the both of us. I got this oil myself. All 10 had lamps and all 10 looked ready. All 10 were waiting and all 10 were in the same place. But only 5 had extra oil. That means from the outside they looked the same. That means they were all dressed for the same thing. They were all waiting on the same bridegroom. They were all carrying the same kind of lamp. But when the night got long, the difference showed up. Because oil is not proven when everything is bright. It's proven when everything is dark. The foolish said, give us some of your oil. But the wise said, no, lest there be not enough for us in you. And that may sound harsh, but here's the truth. You can't borrow somebody else's oil. You can borrow notes and style and clothes, but you can't borrow their oil. You can't piggyback off of your pastor's walk with God. You can't piggyback off of your youth pastor's consecration. You can't just ride the coattail of your mom and your dad. You have to learn how to walk with God for yourself. You have to build your own prayer life. You have to learn how to bury your nose in that book until you remember it. You got to learn how to build your own disciplines. You have to learn how to get your own oil. You can't borrow their oil. They need that oil. You need your own oil. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, talent can impress a room, but oil can shift an atmosphere. Oh, a good voice can sing a song, but oil can make demons tremble. A good service can move emotions, but oil can change hearts. And I don't want to just be a just enough church. I don't want to just be good at it. I want oil. I want oil in my life. Everybody wants the anointing. But not everybody wants the pressing. Everybody wants the fire, but not everyone wants the mantle. Oh, come on. Everyone wants the power, but not everyone wants the prayer, the private place. But someone here needs to say, I'll take the altar and the private place and the prayer and the pressing. I want to see signs and visions. I want to be woken up in the middle of the night by you. Oh, come on. I'd rather take restless days than not have oil. I want to see what you've intended for us. But this will only happen when people say, I want more. Give me more. Come on, I don't want to be a just enough church or a just enough youth group, a just enough preacher or just enough worshiper, a just enough musician, a just enough saint. I want as much of God as I can get. There's wonderful experience. There's angelic visitations and joy unspeakable. But this will not happen with a just enough spirit. This will not happen without hunger and desire. Do you truly want him? Do you desire God or do you desire the feeling? Do you desire God or do you desire the blessing? Do you desire God or do you desire the breakthrough? Come on, where is your importance? Where is it at? Thank you, Jesus. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and call for music. I feel this is fun right here. I'm not asking if you've been to church before. And I'm not asking how you felt before. I'm not asking if you have worries or struggles. I'm asking, do you want him? Do you want more oil? Do you want that life with him? When was the last time you ran to the altar hungry for him? When was the last time you got beside yourself and started jumping and dancing despite what you feel like because you desire him? When was the last time you left your seat in pursuit for God in your situation? Some of you in this room, you've had moments with God before and you felt his presence before, but somewhere along the way, you lost your hunger. You got comfortable and distracted. You got distant, disconnected. But today, God's not calling perfect people. He's calling hungry people. He's calling people that want more oil, and y'all can stand with me. I had more, but I don't feel like I need to say more. He's calling you because your oil's running low, and he knows you need more. No one's giving you more. And what's going to happen in a minute is the praise team's going to lead us in worship. And the altars are going to be open. And I want you to come worship like you want more. Like you want an experience with God. With all you have. With everything. It doesn't matter what anyone around you is doing. It doesn't matter if you felt this way before, if you felt it 1,000 times. It does not matter. You just need to say, I want more. This is about you, no one else. How long has it been since you ran and danced? How long has it been since your nose hit the carpet and your knees hit the floor and you said, God, give me more. I need more. How long has it been since you just got beside yourself and said, I just want you? If you want him, this is not a moment to sit still, a moment to wait on somebody else, or a moment to be comfortable. But someone needs to say, I'm done watching others get what they need. I'm done standing at a distance. I'm done being satisfied. I'm done being close enough to see it, but not close enough to receive it. If you want God, move like you want him. If you want more oil, move like you want more oil. If you want freedom, freedom is here. If you want fire, fire is here. If you want healing, healing is here. If you need a touch, he is here in this room today. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking to someone who says, I don't care what I look like. I don't care who sees me or hears me. I came hungry. I showed up to church because I needed something today. I came with a purpose, and I'm not leaving empty. And someone needs to take that in their heart today, because we're not just going to be a just enough church. We're not going to be a barely enough people. We're not going to give God leftover praise, leftover worship, or leftover hunger. But today we're saying, God, I want more. More fire, more hunger, more oil, more desire, more of your presence. I want more of you, Jesus. These altars are open. Y'all can come. I'm wanting more oil. He's got oil here for you. He's got a refilling here for you.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.